This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ruzdahl. This one gets filed straight into the I totally did not know that folder. But you know all the data that gets stored up in the cloud, as the saying goes? Well, it turns out all the big tech companies, Amazon, Google, all the big ones, they back up their cloud servers on magnetic tape. It seems so old school, right? But there is a problem, and it's not with the tape. Just two companies make the tape that a big chunk of the internet is backed up on too, and each wants the other out of the business. Susan Decker is the patents reporter from Bloomberg. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, how are you doing today, Kai?
I'm well, thank you. But I will be completely honest and tell you that I read this story and I said, they're still using tape for cloud backup? Explain to me how this works.
You know, old school sometimes is the best. The storage on a cloud obviously is just basically somebody else's server. But when you need long-term archival storage, you want something separated from the internet, and you want something that's going to hold massive amounts of data, even more than a server, and that's where the tape comes in.
And the experts say that tape is the medium of choice because
it's cheap, it's good, it's reliable, and it stores a heck of a lot of data.
Yeah, and cheap is important with all that data, right? I mean, I don't even know what gets bigger than terabytes, but we have a lot of them.
Yeah, a terabyte is equivalent to about a million books. Huh. Right now, a single LTO7 linear tape can hold about 15 terabytes, so that's about 15 million books on one tape, on one cartridge.
Ah, okay. Now, there's a corporate story here, right? It's Sony and Fujifilm are the makers of this tape that everybody now uses and will be using for a while, and they're sort of at loggerheads here. Explain what's going on.
So there's a basic standardized technology that was developed by IBM, HP, and Quantum. It's called the Linear Tape Open. There used to be six manufacturers. Now there's two. And those two have said, oh, you're using my patents and patented inventions. And the other one says, no, you're using my patented inventions. And each one has filed complaints at the International Trade Commission in here in Washington, trying to shut the other one out of the U.S. market.
The catch, of course, is that if there's only one supplier of this tape and we're using it to back up basically everything, that's an issue.
And that's the concern of the hardware companies. They have filed some papers with the ITC saying, please don't shut either of them out. We want to have multiple suppliers. Both of them, by the way, are in Japan. Yeah. So there are concerns about what happens if there's another earthquake, what happens if there's another tsunami that shuts down operations.
Give me the upshot of all these suits and countersuits and decisions and whatnot. We are dependent, it seems, on backing up basically the entire internet on just two companies.
True.
That seems like a challenge.
It is. There are some older versions of the tape, but the hardware companies, they want the newest version. They developed the standard to put ever more stuff on these tapes. So if only one's in, they would either have to pay higher prices for one, or they would have to use these older tapes that have less data.
Right. It's so interesting because you hear people say, oh, it's up in the cloud all the time, right? And you think of this ephemeral thing, but it's actually really tangible, a physical product.
Well, think about it. I mean, if you have software and there's a bug that's introduced into that software, that bug will go on and on and on. But if there's a physical version of it on tape, then that bug doesn't touch the tape, and that's how you can recreate it. And so, you know, I've spoke to a number of people during the reporting of my story, and they were all saying, basically, this is what keeps the world running.
Wow. Susan Decker, she's the patents correspondent at Bloomberg. Susan, thanks a lot. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.